Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Y'all know what time it is. It's 9:01 p.m. out here on the East Coast, 8:01 in the Midwest. I'm joined by Midwest C, Jovi P. We are transmitting live from Mars once again. And Texas had a newsworthy weekend, I should say. And to continue it on, to end it on a high note for Texas, they as you said, not even a high note, because I know somehow, a bunch of fans in Houston was crying at what they saw. DeAndre Hopkins was still the man that everybody knew he was. And
bro,
I'll say this and I'll let you guys react to it. It's just typical Bills fashion to be bookmarked for something pivotal that happened not once but twice already. The first thing was the Josh Norman stiff arm from Derrick Henry.
You're talking like recently. I thought you were going more historically.
I'm talking this season, fam. Every season we're good for one highlight reel that's going to be on the yearly review. We're good for one of them. On the wrong side of the highlight at that. We're good for one of them.
But he couldn't help that in his defense. He had no choice.
He got it clean. He caught it clean. I mean, everybody, like you said, everybody was in position. He just out-jumped him. There was no flag on the play, so it was a clean contest, and he just outplayed him.
Did you see his interview?
He was so smug about it. So fucking smug Bruh. About it.
I love it, though.
He was so smug about it. I couldn't even be mad at him, though.
Nope. Not even for a second.
That nigga gets respect. He's finally getting his respect.
I couldn't be mad at him. I could not be mad at that response. Because I know I would have said some similar shit to that.
Mm-hmm.
To win a game, I jump over your three best secondary players, over them, and they're
one's an all-pro.
I'm kind of paused, like, you know, boxed in on all angles by them, contesting the same pass. Your three best secondary defenders. It just brings me back to the wild card game last year against them same damn Texans, where a safety and a fucking linebacker blitzed Deshaun Watson in overtime, and he spun at – I mean, hit him at the same time. And he spun out of that shit and made a play. When you make plays like that, I can't even be mad at you. If you make a play like that, you deserve to win. That's how I look at it. You defy the odds that much. You deserve it.
With Kyler, he don't give up. He just doesn't quit.
And that's the only thing that saves him. Had that been, you know, Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow or one of other young niggas, they would have been caught.
They gave up.
Cam Newton. Fuck you, man.
Cam Newton. That'd have been a sack. That'd have been a sack.
That's the only thing that saves him.
That fucking Sonic the Hedgehog feat that he has got him out of that damn position.
I hate how he runs, B.
Yo, I swear to God, he does not lift his legs. He's Sonic the Hedgehog. Straight up.
I hate how he runs, bro. I hate it.
But he's so fast.
It's so fundamentally sound. Like, you know, it's his feet are moving. You know, when he's in the pocket, he's in the pocket. You know, like, it's a good thing when you can see, and I always say this, I don't care what sport it is, when you see someone just use the fundamentals, and it makes you excel. Just the basics. You don't got to be fancy. You don't got to do all this crazy shit. Follow the basic rules, and you will excel. Pretty simple. And that's all
right,
he does.
All right, Coach Zomaha. Fuck them niggas, because they made my team look bad. After Steph, okay. And the thing about it is, that play just totally erases Stephon Diggs' play right before that. Totally erases it.
Totally nullifies it.
You thought I wasn't hyped in the crib, and I saw. I said, "Damn, this boy Josh Allen, he really got you know some good intangibles." Feel me?
He gave the game away.
That's what I'm saying.
He's trying to give the game away.
He stays with it. I don't know how he does it, but I'm pleasantly surprised at his progression as a quarterback, yo. I wasn't expecting. I thought it was going to, like, the other shoe was going to drop after week four. After he hit that slump with Kansas City and Tennessee, I was like, well, it was a good start. It's better start 4-0 than 2-2. And he kept going. Like, maybe this is the new kid. I don't know.
You thought he was about to be J.P. Lossman.
All over again. I was about to hit a wall where they figured him out. Okay, all we got for the same old Bills, all we got to do is figure this shit out. And then after that, everybody got the blueprint on how to beat them. But he's winning games with his arm. And that's, you know, niggas can't ignore that shit. You know what I mean? They just made a better play after they have enough time to make a better play. The better play won.
Yo,
what do you do?
So I'm watching. So I got the Vikings game on right now. We're going to cover this, then we're going to probably got a break. So it's so funny because I'm watching the Vikings, and they've committed to, you know, Dalvin Cook and running the football. You think they kind of missed Stephon Diggs a little bit in that offense?
Jefferson's doing okay, but they stumbled out the gate. They stumbled out, but this goes to show you how the greatness of Stephon is, because now when they doubling Thielen, I ain't heard his name at all this season the way I was hearing him last year.
He just scored. But here's the deal. Like, they doubling Thielen, and now they doubling – now they got Mac on – they doubling up on Cook. He ain't about to get no more than 60, 70 yards this game, I guarantee it.
Nagy probably told –
or like 26 carries.
That's what I'm saying. Nagy probably told Mac, yo, wherever he goes, you go. Your number is 22 tonight. You're him.
You're wearing his jersey right now.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's what
Boom.
I'm saying. Yeah, you're wearing his jersey tonight.
Boom, again. Smith on the first tackle. Yeah, they're not letting this boy go. You hear him?
That's what I'm saying.
You see him joking? He's
because
talking shit.
they know the offense runs through him at this point, because they can't blow the top off or kill him in the mid level with Thielen. When Stephon is pulling the defense, you know what I'm saying, pulling them deep. Yep. Pause. You know what I mean? So, it's just simple mathematics. But, I mean, I thank them for their willingness to trade him, because he's definitely been a great addition to the Bills. And hats off to the Giants for playing. I picked their defense up. I picked the defense up for fantasy this week. Gave me a few points. I'm up like 6-7 points right now, and the only person left to play on the other team right now is Minnesota's defense. So I'm hoping Foles has a game tonight in order to solidify this victory, because we both sputtered this week, and I'm just like, damn, I need them to hold out. So, anywho, that's your football talk, ladies and gentlemen. We normally don't do it, but we normally do. Reviewing two albums tonight. 2 Chainz, So Help Me God, and Goody Mob Survival Kit. We want to kind of try to figure out what's happening in Texas. 3 days in a row, 3 rappers got shot over this weekend. Straight through the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we'll figure out what's going on in Texas. I really don't have an answer for it, but we want to discuss that, bring that attention to that. And ATL versus everybody in these verses right now. T.I. respectfully declined Busta's invitation to the verses, but he accepts a setup with Lil Wayne. I understand, but I still don't agree with you running away. When he clearly said that he was going to conform to your rules. 2001 and later, he was with it.
8 years of his catalog.
That's more shit.
Then Busta turned around and dropped that ELE 2.
This is what I'm saying.
That ELE 2.
He could have played shit off of ELE 2 and was winning, be winning the verses, let alone shit from 2001.
Right.
Feel me?
Right.
So yeah, it was. Right. And maybe his chess. It ain't. Maybe his chess is not checkers, right? But at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
I still, I don't know. Why? But anyway, and then Jeezy and Gucci, they're gonna have to have armed security there to make sure shit don't fly out the window, because internet's already starting up with this shit.
As long as they don't play "Stay Strapped" by Jeezy or play "Truth" by Gucci Mane, it's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
Like, it's gonna be okay. Because those are like the serious, after the whole murder case, the whole reason why Gucci had the murder beef, because of Jeezy Mans and all that shit. That was like the immediate diss track right after those.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking to myself, what is he talking about?
This is some bad blood.
It could get real spicy.
Yeah, this is some bad blood.
It could get real
right
spicy.
You think that's set up on purpose, though?
I think they're trying to broker a
truth. Hold your thoughts. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Come on. All
right.
Cool. All right. Script. We're running over time already. We understand.
Damn.
Take a break. Right,
go ahead.
We'll be back.
Take a break.
God is the greatest one here in the Illuminati doing favors. 2 Chainz, 6 watches. 100 million, 2 pockets. Double M. Ricky Renzel, a.k.a. Lemon Pepper. Been the biggest, still the biggest. A.k.a. up in your baby mama, nigga.
Tony! Beat up and battered the block.
Yeah.
Came from not having a lot. Want my American pie. Rich, black, arrogant guy. Burn you, don't play with the fire. Know you get buried alive. Can't walk a day in these shoes. These don't come in your size. You hot, apparently not. Woke up wearing a watch. 2 Cuban links. Trapping like cheetahs. Got various spots. From weed to powder. Powder to rocks. Been having masks and gloves in my car. I take a shroom instead of a star. Shit, I own this motherfucker. I stand on the bar. You always posting cars and never post your home decor. Versace rolled to the floor, the dead boat on the door. I pray for Italy, spent my honeymoon on the water. Got cribs in Cali and Florida, I love her so I support her. I got a scale and a Ziploc, may I take your order? The hustle in my aorta, I dodge another reporter. Before the pandemic, still one fought with Corona.
People calling and I reply, spread that money like disease. My wrist calls 100 G's. I handle my B. I'm young, rich, and black.
See the truth as it is. The heart and spirit's age cannot be gauged by the counting of years. And it don't matter what amounts in your account, you ain't rich. Without the grace of God's blessing, money don't mean shit. My work the best on planet Earth, so I never abuse it. Can't drink, smoke, or sniff it. Gotta listen to use it. Shit's on fire, I get a million people high when I move it. And when the cosmos collapse, I still have passion for music. Young, rich, or black.
Twin phantoms in the city, niggas know who really winning. Why you tell us what you're spending? 40 carats on my finger, where I live at money linger. Time to get another beamer, I could count a million cash. At 3 mil, my hands are tingle.
Boss.
Kilo after kilo, blow my winnings out in Reno.
Boss.
Candy out in Chevy, new motor, I got to beat them. Driving out in Tampa, Tom Brady face on the Cino. Autograph my jersey on Thursday, the hoes get peed on.
Woo.
Bitches on the furlough, let her come back if she fertile.
Fertile.
She just a surrogate, I told her name my son Alberto. When you're on the money team, you gotta hit them where you hurt them. Office for my catalog, I guess it's just the way I word them.
Boss.
And Toya Brown back, I pray she living with a purpose. Contacting her mans overnight, I had some perky. Playing polo out in Soho, go for Dolo on these verses. In the Phantom on the phone, a blue one, and then
that
I pull a curtain.
And I reply, spread that money like a disease. Why? My wrist called a hundred G's. I don't know my B. I'm young, rich, and black.
Nine 17 p.m. Say James Jovi P Midwest E with Transmitting Live from Mars. 914-219-0866 is the number to dial. And that was easily my favorite track off of the album So Help Me God by 2 Chainz. That was Young Rich and Black with Rick Ross and I don't remember the other dude's name. But it was I like that. Who?
Schooly,
that's what
he
it was.
He won a 2 Chainz artist.
Cool, yeah. Now that song is fire, right there. I fuck with that joint. But let's get right into it because we got to get to another album, and then we still got something else to talk about. So, like I said in the chat, it was kind of bittersweet for me because I'm happy that he's having better produced albums. You know, higher quality, cleaner, you know, it sounds more planned out than previous projects other than, you know, what was the last one? Travel Go to the League or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's found his formula of how to make an album right now, a full length album. And the only thing why I said is bittersweet to me because it's like he still hasn't evolved from too much of the repetitive trap chanting. Got a Lambo on my wrist. Got a Lambo on my wrist. You know what I'm saying? Farmer. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm riding around and I'm getting it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like I'm different. Yeah. So he hasn't gotten away from that, and that seems to be like a bread and butter for him. When there's really no other content that's like kind of filler. It's like filler music right now. Because there was a couple songs like that on the album that kind of gave me that framework of song. And I was like, okay, I see what you're trying to do, but you know, I could do maybe one or two max. On a single project, but like, you know, when it comes like 3 or 4 of them, and you know, it's just like, all right, I get it. So it was kind of bittersweet for me, but I give him because I'm a 2 Chainz fan, I'm being biased. I give him probably like, you know, between a C minus or whatever like that. So I would say it's more on the C side though, it's like 69 and a half, like. You technically a C, but grade wise, it got
wow.
a C minus type thing.
Yeah, that's whoa, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I like it though. I mean, he had a lot of good joints on there though. Like Tony, I like that one. I like the Can't Go For That.
You like Southside Hove? You like Southside Hove?
Which one was that?
Nigga,
because I don't know
he had
the
J sample and everything.
Oh, Southside Hove. Now you know what?
Yeah, the joint after Tony.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I didn't listen to that joint that much. You know why? Because I found out that Jay was like, you know, Heisman Trophy in this nigga for a feature, probably for that song.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to hear what it should have been yet. I purposely skipped over that.
It's
song.
Not derogatory. It's not nothing derogatory, son. It's like he bigging him up on some big.
No. I'm not saying that, but it's like, you know, I think that's some crab shit, you know what I'm saying, that Jay be doing sometimes because he's Jay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not doing features for niggas that be really, you know, fucking with you.
No, a Jay feature would put Chains over the top.
I mean, and he probably knows that too, but it's kind of like, you know, a perfect storm for him. Like, you're not really trying to use him as a springboard, but at the same time, he really want to rock with son. You're saying in the music tip, but Jay probably seeing that like, he's trying to, you know, use me for clout, nigga, to put you over the top. And that's the kind of nigga he is. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to hear that because I like Chains, and I didn't want to hear him kind of like, you know, still trying to make a good thing out of a fucked up situation. Like, that song just wouldn't have made the album if that was me. Bottom line. If you're not on it, the song not on the album. That's just me.
I think your grade's a little disrespectful, but
well,
I mean, so
yeah, I mean, hey, tomato, tomato.
It's about.
Like, you know,
I mean, now I understand the whole thing as far as the cadence. If I want to be kind of frank about the shit, back when he was Steve Boy. Before this 2 Chainz thing, this is the flow that he really started really experimenting with that kind of separated him from that whole DTP, you know, being under Luda. So, like,
right.
you hear it a lot, but that's because he made the cadence hot. That's just like everybody was raped when Ace Hood had that motherfucking cadence. Everybody was doing that Ace Hood cadence for a hot little second. Like,
that's
it's
the fact,
just,
no, I get it. I get it. But carry on. I totally understand that. Yeah, though.
So, I mean, I understand your chief complaint about as far as the delivery being derivative, and it was just very repetitive. I think what 2 Chainz doesn't get a lot of credit for, and I think that this might have been a point of emphasis, just listening. He doesn't get, like, he's not a lyricist, but Chainz got bars, and I
he
think
bars.
This one,
that's why I fuck with
this
him.
One, bars wise, it was a lot of witty shit. It's like, okay, Chainz, you putting rhymes together now, nigga? Like, who been coaching you? Like, who's been showing you the way? Like, you're finally listening to shit. Like, niggas like, yo, if he could just put these bars together and make that shit cohesive. Like, he had a lot of, you know, and he stayed to the script, and I think from that aspect, I've seen the evolution of 2 Chainz from even from Trapple Go to the League to this one. And before that, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music, like before that one.
Yeah.
Like,
he
found his formula.
Yeah, we didn't review that.
Joint. I know. But,
yeah.
Like, that's when you were still a closet 2 Chainz fan. I didn't know how to
I
ask you close. About that.
Stop
one.
It.
Like,
stop it. Stop. Don't do that. Oh, dude, you know, I was always out with my 2 Chainz fandom. That was like, you know, we kind of labeled it a guilty pleasure, but I wasn't. It's not like if a nigga was in my car from back home and 2 Chainz came on in my car, I would skip past it real quick. Like, I was a nigga, I'm listening to this. Nah, nigga, we rocking the Chainz right now. It's on my playlist because this shit bumps. You know what I'm saying? Like it or not.
I got you. I got you.
You feel me? I wasn't that type of dude. I'm like I said, I'm not going to be, you know, getting the T-shirt that got the, you know, the two Cuban links, you know, embroidered on it. Some shit. I ain't going to go that far. But if I'm, you know, it's definitely in the gym workout playlist. So if a nigga in the car, that's not the playlist I play for many most of the times when I'm riding. They go ahead and change it, but come on. And there ain't nothing they can do about it. Feel me?
Okay. I appreciate your candor.
Don't play me like that. I have an unpopular opinion in my neck of the woods, but I stand by it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has an album coming out this Friday. But this album was a B plus.
Wow.
It was a B plus for me.
Wow, you thought that highly of it.
It's a B plus for me.
All right. No arguments.
Yeah.
I just see how you would give that great. No arguments. Zeke?
Well,
what you got?
Save your grade was very, very low, and it's your choice. I didn't expect that answer from you, but we can accept it for what it's worth.
But he's a fan. But he's
a fan. I'm a fan.
He's a fan.
So I feel I can give that grade comfortably because I'm a fan.
But based on. Never mind. I listened to the album, I thought, and I do agree with the, his original setup. I'm not a rapper, so it's hard for me to put it in context. But you know what? That's his catchphrase. That's like Jay-Z going ho. I mean, it's just who he is. I feel like if it wasn't a track or two like that, I would have been lost because it's like, okay. Because I don't, and we've had this conversation before. I give horrible grades on people who completely switch from their originality. You know what I'm saying? What made them who they were and do something all backwards and off the wall type shit. I don't get that mode. But in the same token, if you continuously do the exact same thing all the time, then yes, that's a problem as well. But I do concur about the thought out plan that Jovi said that this was kind of thought out. It was scripted, if you will. The flow was great, and I also gave him a 72. Definitely not a 69.5. Definitely was a 72 to 74. I wish there were just a few more features, but, there's a couple people that I would have liked to have seen, like maybe J. Cole. But again, who am I? I'm not a producer. Just things that I would have liked to have seen. I kind of want to
see them on a track together.
They've done it before.
You got to show me that song because I can't see those two styles.
Oh, blended. I can all day, son.
Only reason why is because Cole could switch his flow up to match Chain. You know what I'm saying? Like he's
right,
that talented.
Right.
It might work because Cole could do that. So it might work. But that wouldn't be my first option of pairing, is what I'm saying.
See, and these days I'm like, I really like the contrast in features, like a Kendrick Lamar or something like that. Somebody who, they kind of have their own lane, if you will. They don't need anybody, but it's kind of fun to have them on a track. Like, oh shit, all right, Kendrick. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Axe Buster.
Yeah, that old school.
Axe Buster.
Yeah. No, I just I thought it was good. I thought it was a pretty damn good album.
Your grade doesn't reflect like what you're saying though. A pretty damn good album is at least close to a B. You get this nigga a strong, not even a C plus, nigga. He wasn't even over 75. He ain't getting a C+.
He also didn't get a D. Pause.
Nigga, he didn't get a D either. I said a C-.
Man,
I said right across the C-, 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 C-,
C-, C-, C-, C-, C minus
C. C minus
D plus.
I said 69.5. 69.5.
Yeah, I guess, but no, I mean it wasn't. It wasn't like a. It's not a hood. It's not a hood classic. It's not like a. I mean, yeah. If I'm rocking it, the windows would be down and open, and I'll look at the next person. Like, yeah, hey, whatever. Fuck,
it's definitely one of those
out.
That that's without being said. He definitely got shit on there for that.
Right, but it wasn't a star-studded event. I think that there could have been other things. That, like I said, I'm starting to dig some of these odd collabos. You know, I like how it brings, you know, a change to an album. But again, I'm not a producer or anything like that. You know, plus everybody has a price point. So, but for Chains, you know, again, I wasn't always a Chains fan, but he kind of grew into
he's policing.
Of,
he's policing.
I am policing. He has been effective in my playlist.
He chose his words carefully. All right, well, we appreciate your analysis. We got to go to break. It's 9:31, halfway through the show. Still got another album and some more news to talk about coming up. So there you have it. The average of the album is a solid, what's that, C+.
Yep.
Jovi's B
yeah.
plus, Z, C, and my C-. Yeah, so you got an average of a strong B, I guess, or whatever. I don't know. 9:32. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Big Lofty, big butter, country boy deal. If you ain't been to the moon and you ain't did shit, all them lanches and shit, you know we laid in. Different countries and shit, you know we stayed in. Felines when we land, all peaches. Them yachts, 4-4 pink beaches. I don't fuck with no battles, I don't do that. I'ma shoot you, turn around and holla, who that? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, drop top, Patrice, ooh-wee. Rattlesnake skin, kill 12. Colorblind with a snotty nose, half face with a flat top. Phones off, gloves on, night vision, drones up.
Ooh-wee,
punch
ooh-wee.
You down at your residence. Wet them white bees like a Cuban in Cuba. No cigar, caviar, Cherokee blood in the mud like creek water. Can't kill a mutant with holy water.
Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? No cigar, no cigar. They close as fuck, but no cigar. Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? No cigar, no cigar. They close as fuck,
yeah.
But no cigar.
Monte Cristo Jr., nothing but the best. We top chef, who wants more? Protect your chest, your neck, your arms, your head, yeah, all that. Man, don't think you untouchable in the land of Jack. Brat, brat, throw them sticks in the heat of the night. Yellow tape and white, chalk be a familiar sight. Your dirty laundry broadcast on the evening news. I tried to tell them, but wisdom is too high for a fool. I'm from the school of excellence, master of my craft. All solid, no crumbs, hand crafted by hand. I still don't dance, don't bite my tongue for nobody. You can either fly away or come through somebody.
Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? No cigar, no cigar. They close as fuck, but no cigar. Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? No cigar, no cigar. They close as fuck, but no cigar.
I smoke Pedermo, hypnotic, cohiba, a leader, a teacher, a boss, a scholar, don't follow, get petty. The cheddar, the narrow, the fella can bella. Pagella, the Chevy is yellow, my mood, mellow, my wave, say hello. So teach us some music and use it to build a business, to witness the greatest. No basis, I'm ready to service the people. My lyrics are lethal, I shit on your fecal. I'm starring the sequel, I'm threatening to eat them. I'm juicy like Beatles. You're closer than ever. You're calling a reverend. You pray to the heavens. You give them a lesson. You give a confession, receiving a blessing, deliver the message. Yeah.
Who won't smoke?
Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? No cigar, no cigar. They close as fuck, but no cigar. Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? No cigar, no cigar. They close as fuck, but no cigar.
Three hard like a saw, none good but mob. Under the steps and dirt, that was a dungeon, no blood. Out of school, off of work, or smoke a blunt and go fart. Nigga rolling up the roaches when the shit got short. Kiss your bitch on the porch, walk her back to her car. Pat the pussy, slap her tail and tell her see you tomorrow. Pocketbook to match the nail, she never needed a frock. I can tell that bitch with hell, she probably needed a father. For the record, me too. What the hell could we do? Let your older partners raise you, watch them do what they do. Now I pull over just in case I gotta snooze when I crew. Now I know we awesome, baby, they were just learning too. I'm hula hooping, double dutching, kickballing that hoe. New maneuver, no discussion, fuck them all of them hoe. What's a dungeon or home? Home for misfits. Sleeping on the floor, then wake up when you smell something lit. Yeah.
Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? No cigar, no cigar. They close as fuck, but no cigar. Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? Who won't smoke? No cigar, no cigar. They close as fuck, but no cigar.
Damn. 9:36 Eastern, 8:36 Central. We transmitting live from Mars. And that's that nigga Sage James on the board. Pause. Midwest East Omaha. Pause. And I'm in. And I'm over in the Mid Atlantic. Joe VP. 914-290-0866. That was no cigar. Not even arguably. Definitely the crown jewel of the Goody Mob project. We kind of flew under the radar. I was unaware, and I think I'm pretty good at being ahead of the game when it comes down as far as the music that's being put to the masses. So when you told me the project dropped, I was a little intrigued. I was like, oh, okay, didn't. Looked at the playlist. I was like, "Oh, so we didn't get Outkast, but we got a track with Big Boy, and we got a track with Andre."
Right.
To be expected. Didn't quite get the entire Organized Noise family, Dungeon family thing going, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it. This project showed their diversity, but I think it was a bit to the detriment of the project to try to display this said diversity that they've been known for. It was a lot of social commentary.
Too much.
In the midst of, you know, the braggadocious bravado hip hop rap, like on the same track almost. So, I mean, you could kind of, the production was very, it's to be expected. When you get something as far as a Goody Mob, that, like I said, that Organized Noise, that whole camp, that they had a particular sound, they had a particular way that they tended to, you know, adhere to, but it just didn't really work. You'll have one or two tracks that hit, and then the next two or three would be it was way too many tracks from this album. C-.
Yeah. Ditto.
Yeah, yep. I concur. I you know, I'm not a big Goody Mob fan to begin with, but
now you watch your mouth.
I don't give a fuck. I never have been. No, that's the thing. Like, it's not. And Jovi will tell you that. I remember I almost got kicked out of Jesus' car. But I just never cared for them as a group. And maybe I didn't take the time to listen to them more thoroughly. But in the same token, I was like, okay, well, can't get that time back.
Nah, Goody Mo B with them dudes, man. They just
I think they're a little too country for them.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
I agree with that. But, you know, I appreciate what they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? There was a few sneaky eye tracks on there, but it wasn't enough to, like, really, you know. And I'm only giving up, saving them from a D grade only because I'm fans. Like, you know, it was a valiant effort. Absolutely No Cigar was, you know, as you said, the crown jewel. That was the best track on there. Survival Kit wasn't that bad either. And you know what I kind of like too on the low? That off-road joint. It's like that gospel song.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I kind of like that one. Yeah, that one's kind of like a sneaky good song that you're like, okay, I can listen to this. Nobody else is in the car. All right, I'll give this a chance. You know what I mean? So it's one of those joints. You know what I mean? Hey, that's one of the shit you skip past if it's in your playlist. Like that's when you by yourself type song. You know what I mean? But anyway, yeah, so it was kind of a late addition to the itinerary, so we'll get a quick response and we move on. So C minus overall grade. We appreciate that you guys are still trying to stay relevant and you're trying to put across a message. But you know, with the field the way it is, there's other artists from the generation that putting up stronger bodies of work. So, you know, we appreciate the not the effort, because I don't want to make it sound like it's a participation trophy, but you know, we saw what you was doing. You had to get some shit off your chest. So good for you guys. You know, not 42. We'll take another quick break. We're going to come back and talk about these, you know, them Don't Mess With Texas boys out there. Shit kind of crazy. Be right back.
Tony. Got $1 million in my memory bank. I can get some money I don't even think. Ah. Goddamn, boy, you will. Damn, bitch, you will. Damn, bitch, you real. Damn, bitch, you raw. Damn, bitch, you will. Damn, bitch, you get it. Damn, bitch, you got it. Damn, bitch, you rockin'. Damn, bitch, you rockin'. Damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, bitch, you get it. Damn, bitch, you flippin'. Damn, bitch, you spendin'. You can't take it with you. Tony like the drink. Tony like the smoke. Tony like to wear a diamond chain inside his coat. Tony got the stove with the pirates and the folks. Tony like to meet the Arm & Hammer with the coat. Tony never cared. Tony like the pad. Nigga did the pull up on your set and bust your head. Tony used to buy the lean by the fucking keg. Tony used to use a triple beam like a fridge. You don't eat, you don't sleep, that what Tony said. Tony said before he buy, he gon' have to wait. Tony bout to turn you into praying bout his head. Tony got a owner, Tony take it to the head. Damn, bitch, you will. Damn, bitch, you real. Damn, bitch, you raw. Damn, bitch, you will. Damn, bitch, you get it. Damn, bitch, you got it. Damn, bitch, you rock it. Damn, bitch, you rock it. Damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, bitch, you get it. Damn, bitch, you flip it. Damn, bitch, you spend it. You can't take it with you. Tony motivate. Tony know they hate. Tony put the deuces on the floor and roller skate. Tony use the same stove for the turkey bacon. Tony seen the same hoes out the booty shaking. Tony got connects. Tony rock with text. Gucci know if Tony don't get it first and miss a threat. Tony know he raw. Tony at they neck. Tony going hard. Tony mama named Jeanette. Tony from the block. Tony got respect. Tony stand up. I think Tony want that bitch. Tony from the park, met the shadow of the brick. Tony got his girl a double deuce, he got a stick. Damn, bitch, you will. Damn, bitch, you real. Damn, bitch, you raw. Damn, bitch, you will. Damn, bitch, you get it. Damn, bitch, you got it. Damn, bitch, you rock it. Damn, bitch, you rock it. Damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, damn, bitch, you ballin'. Damn, bitch, you get it. Damn, bitch, you flippin'. Damn,
914-219-0866 is the number to dial. Press number one if you wish to join the conversation. As usual, Mondays and Wednesdays, we transmit live from Mars. Joined by my co-host, DNS, that nigga Dave, Joe VP. The Meme King on Wednesdays, don't forget to check him out. King Joffy Joe Farr on Instagram. What is it on Facebook? Give him your handle real quick. I don't ever remember your Facebook. I don't know why.
Nigga, ain't nobody in my damn Facebook. King Joffy Jovi on Instagram. Follow the podcast page also, transmitting live from Mars, all one word, all properly spelled in its proper alliteration and proper sentence structure. However way you want to try to understand the angle, transmitting live from Mars, follow that shit. Damn.
Hell yeah.
And do that shit.
And then make sure you tell your coworker Jeff to follow and tell Jeff's wife to follow too. But anyway, we were reviewing the albums of the week. So forth, Goody Mob didn't do so well. That's fine. What do we have next, gentlemen?
Oh, the Texas. Don't mess with Texas, man. Three cats.
Oh, yeah.
Mo 3. I never heard any of his music. I just read the headlines about it. It's unfortunate that another black man gets killed. That probably the hands of another black man. And before even all that started, that the weekend before, King Von, another person whose music I've never heard, but I've heard that they're pretty active in the music scene as up and coming, got killed over the last weekend. So it's a violent times in hip hop right now, man. And so after Mo 3 dies in Dallas, Boosie goes out there to Dallas and gets shot in the leg in a apparent drive-by. Then the day after that, Saturday, Benny the Butcher gets robbed and shot at a Walmart in Houston. I heard that nigga got shot because he wasn't taking the jewels off fast enough. Nigga was like, yo, hurry the fuck up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just shit crazy in Texas right now. Not that anybody was sleeping on Texas. Like, you know, niggas earn their stripes. Niggas know how it goes out there. But, damn, they showed out. Showed out this weekend. You know what I mean? I mean, does anybody know anything? Like, is any kind of, like... I mean, Jovi, I know that's more your ilk of music lane or whatever like that. You know, and I know you stay... keep you close to the ground when it comes to, the entertainment world. I mean, you heard anything of what's underlying theme going on out there in Texas?
I don't think it's so much Texas. These three incidents, I would say the only two that were closely related was the three with Boosie.
Boosie,
only
yeah.
Because Boosie, Boosie did a lot of music with him. So mm-hmm. there was a camaraderie there, Whenever he was in Dallas, that's who he was always hanging with. So, it was closer than just some music shit with that. So a lot of it has just been, art imitating life. Like, you can't rap about the shit or even walk the shit that you're doing, and don't think that somebody isn't going to test you or press you on it. So, like, I think nowadays so many, because you had rappers getting killed, unfortunately, when we were younger, and we were of high school and young adult age. We've had two pivotal artists, by mainstream standards, lost to us due to gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not ignorant, or we're not ignorant of the fact that
we don't know that it can't happen. We don't think it can happen.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. We know it can happen, but I think the frequency in which it happens nowadays, because those people that unfortunately fall victim to the situation aren't really people that either should have still been in that situation or was never really a part of that situation to begin with. Mm. Now, the King Von dude, his situation happened in Atlanta. Now, as far as Chicago goes, he's stamped, certified, as far as Chicago goes. So, like, okay. You know, he's, they look at him like someone that I could probably reference him to you. They look at him like they look at Chief Keef. Like, he a dog.
Wow.
He a big dog in Chicago.
Wow. That happened to Food Chain.
He a big dog in Chicago.
Okay.
So, and he was like, he a youngin'. So, like, he was like their next Chief Keef.
Oh,
so,
okay. Wow. I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, so, you know, that whole Chicago drill, all that shit, like, he was the drill rapper from that city.
Okay.
So it was just unfortunate. And then the whole shit with Boosie, you know, Boosie getting shot in the leg. Like you said, a drive-by, you know, coming from being in the area where the rapper was from. You know, mm-hmm. he's paying his respects to the area and just showing love like he's been known to do. And
but didn't he go? But didn't he go on social media?
Get shot.
Didn't he go on social media and say fuck so and so or whoever? Like, you know, he thought maybe had something to do with something like that, and then went right out there.
So I heard that there was some posts that were shared as far as, you know, his feelings about the situation. I didn't know, you know, what was exactly said, but I did hear that there was a post where he kind of made his feelings, he expressed his feelings on the situation and how it was going to affect how he moved and everything like that. You know, the typical Boosie shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if he actually thought it was people, then you got to kind of be wary about that shit, because even if it is who it is, whoever you say it is, you can't just be out here just saying that shit, because then shit like you getting shot in the caravan happens.
Right.
Like, but Boosie from the streets, so I just really don't, again, I don't want to see you go back into some street shit and everything you did to try to get away from the street.
Pulling your ass right in, yeah.
That seems to be the trend. That seems to be the trend.
Yeah, don't fall back for that trap, family. Like, you know, he already beat a murder case already. Like,
and the appeal.
So it's like, you know, don't press your luck, family. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, don't
learn from OJ.
Facts, nigga. Like, get your one and dip, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ain't too many of us that get one and go and live to talk about it. Get
right.
your one and go, my nigga. Like,
right.
enjoy
John,
that moment.
Not to get off subject, but John Gotti beat him. Pause. He beat the system, what, 3 times?
I mean, but come on. That's not even a fucking comparison, because look at who he was. Who he was connected to, and look at the way the country works. He got the complexion for the protection. He was just doing so much reckless shit that everybody's like, okay, this nigga's really bugging. We really gotta lock him up. You know what I'm saying?
And he know too much.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just like, yo, so it's like, nah, we gotta get him out of here, one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? He wrote his own ticket to where he was at. But I mean, that's the difference that I'm saying. That's not uncommon to see one of them, you know what I'm saying, Italian or, you know, mafia or somebody from, you know, that's high up in some organized family or whatever, to get away with shit over here. Because that's the fuck how they got where they at right now. Being tied to a family, let them get away with shit till they get to where they need to be. So that's like an unwritten rule that they follow. You know what I mean? But not to get off subject or whatever. We just don't want him to get caught back up, because we're almost certain that they want to make an example of this motherfucker, being that he got away with one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, an appeal. Had the audacity to call them on their bullshit. You know what I mean? So, stay low, Boosie, man. It ain't that serious. I know you ain't going to listen to us right now, but we just hope you get that message through the cosmos, that somebody is hoping that you use your better sense of judgment. And Benny, on the other hand, I don't know what to say with that. Did he bring that to himself also because of how tough he talked on record?
Quite possible. And then
nothing was done to you, and you taking too long getting rid of the merchandise. Well, nigga, you got a huge fuck. Yeah, they got a gun to your face. Like, you better listen. You hand it over, bro. ASAP. Ain't no pride.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You arguing with a nigga?
No, I'm not gonna argue with him. No, absolutely not. You know, you got to drop him, fam. Here you go.
So, anything else you need, bro?
Yeah, here you go, man.
Oh, these?
Yeah.
These look like they're your size. Go ahead and get them.
I ain't want these anyway.
Oh, these? Yeah, you what? You could probably fit these. If not, you're stuck to wear them. It's all good.
I ain't want them no way. Right. I was trying to find somebody to get them.
Yo, so... This is an entertainment show, and I kind of want to. We can check back in on Wednesday when we have the show. We can also talk to the verses.
Yeah, we got to do that before we go.
Little old Kevin Hart has a stand up special that hits Netflix tomorrow. Are you watching it?
Not interested, but I'm going to.
Trailer.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested at all. Like,
I mean, as a connoisseur of comedy, I gotta watch it.
You got to, but I'm not interested.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
I gotta watch it just to know what he's talking about and how, you know, saying what's popping. But I'm not looking forward to it. That's what I'm saying.
Chappelle set the bar so high right now,
so,
bro. Like,
and it's like, dude, it's like, and it's like, fam, and you have shown us your ceiling. We know your ceiling. If you're not getting smacked around or tripping over some shit that we know you see before you trip over it, you're not funny to niggas, man. You react to shit funny. Niggas smack you, you got funny reaction faces. All right. That's your thing. You a clown. We get it. You got to do clown shit to be funny. That's not funny to me. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Dave Chappelle and some other shit. I mean, we need to have a topic of Dave and his Lean.
We did that. We had top comedians. We did that.
Really? You talking about the lineage? Talk about the family
tree?
We talked about the rankings
and everything.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
We did that already. We did that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we can talk about it, but I mean, it's not going to
be off air. We'll talk off air because I feel like the approach that Midwest Z is trying to attack the topic, he's not really articulating right now.
Okay.
So.
Well, anyway,
relax.
Who you got?
Moses. Aaron got
this. Whatever, nigga. You stupid. Anyway, you got T.I. or Wayne?
T.I. Wayne.
I think Wayne got that, too. I think Wayne going to get that one, too, if they actually do. And 30 seconds left. WAP or Jeezy?
Easy.
I think WAP might bag this one.
Really?
I think so.
Ooh.
I think so. I mean,
it depends,
I don't.
Got
to be 10 seconds.
Is it really going to be a 20? Is it really going to be my 20 songs against your 20 songs? Or is this going to be a collection of 20 songs and we're going to pick whose shit was the hottest? That's what's going to matter.
Interesting.
Well, wait, I got my popcorn. We're going to see y'all Wednesday. Peace.